Here's your fair value brief for Tuesday, August 11, 2026. Oil prices are climbing fast. Brent crude jumped 2.4% to $89.84 as Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz drags into a third week. Tehran says it won't reopen the choke point, which handles about one-fifth of the world's oil, unless the U.S. pulls out troops and lifts sanctions. That price spike is bad news for inflation, just as the Fed debates rate cuts with signs the consumer is struggling. Meanwhile, Wall Street's AI gold rush is shifting gears. Nvidia, Apollo, Blackstone, and BlackRock just locked in a $500 billion deal to finance AI data centers. But chipmakers are getting left behind. ARM dropped 5.2%, Marvel fell 4.7%, and Intel slid 4.1% on Monday. It's looking like the money's moving from the companies that make AI hardware to the ones that use it. And speaking of struggles, the U.S. consumer, which drives 70% of the economy, is showing real strain. Credit card delinquencies are up. July's payrolls shrunk by 23,000 jobs, when economists expected 80,000 new ones. And Wednesday's CPI report could decide whether the Fed finally starts cutting rates or holds tight. Now, to the markets. Oil was the big story Monday, with Brent up 2.4% to $89.84 and WTI rising 2.6% to $84.29. The Strait of Hormuz blockade is now in its third week, and traffic through the critical passage has collapsed. Just 6 ships a day are getting through, down from 130 to 140 before the crisis. Iran's demanding U.S. troop withdrawals and sanctions relief to reopen it, and so far, Washington isn't budging. That's adding a lasting risk premium to oil prices just as we're waiting on Wednesday's CPI report, which is expected to show 3.4% inflation over the past year. This oil shock is colliding with two other major trends, a massive AI infrastructure deal and signs that consumers are tapped out. That $500 billion financing pact for AI data centers, led by Nvidia, Apollo, Blackstone, and BlackRock, shows where the big money's flowing. But while chipmakers like Intel are still investing, they just secured $20 billion for expansion. Their stocks are getting hit. ARM, Marvel, and Intel all fell Monday, suggesting investors are rotating out of hardware and into the companies actually building AI tools. Then there's the consumer, the backbone of the U.S. economy, and the picture isn't pretty. Retail sales didn't budge in June, credit card delinquencies are creeping up, and July's surprise job loss of 23,000 is a red flag. The Fed's now stuck with a tough call. Is this weakness a green light to cut rates, or a warning sign of something worse? Wednesday's inflation data will be the tiebreaker. Here's the big story. The Strait of Hormuz isn't reopening anytime soon, and markets are adjusting to that reality. Brent crude closed at $89.84, WTI at $84.29, and the number of ships passing through the strait? Just 6 a day, down from over 100 before the blockade. Iran's conditions, U.S. troops out, sanctions lifted, aren't happening, and Washington's responding with even more restrictions on Iranian banks and shipping. The fallout is immediate. Gas prices are headed higher. Refineries are already running at 96.5% capacity. Wednesday's CPI report could show energy-driven inflation, which would make the Fed think twice about cutting rates. And OPEC's July production bump of 1.17 million barrels a day? Not nearly enough to offset the strait's closure. That means oil's got a built-in geopolitical premium now, and it's not going away. Money's moving fast. The XLE Energy ETF surged 4.7% Monday, with Exxon up 4.4%, Chevron 4.5%, and EOG Resources 5.5%. But the real action is in tech, just not where you'd expect. Semiconductor stocks like ARM, Marvel, and Intel all dropped as investors pivot toward AI infrastructure. That $500 billion deal between Nvidia, Apollo, Blackstone, and BlackRock? That's where the smart money's going. Now, the big picture. Markets are betting on a soft landing, but the data's telling a different story. Bonds and stocks are sending mixed signals. The 10-year Treasury yield hit 4.65%, and the 2 years at 4.19%, leaving the yield curve slightly positive. A shape that usually suggests cautious optimism, not recession. But high-yield credit spreads are tight, and the VIX is hovering near multi-year lows at 15.52. That's a lot of complacency. Here's the disconnect. Oil's up 7.85% this month alone. If Brent hits $100 a barrel, inflation expectations could force the Fed to delay rate cuts. Stocks, though? The S&P and NASDAQ barely budged Monday, but underneath, sectors are all over the place. Energy stocks soared, XLE up 4.7%, while semiconductors lagged, with the XLK down 0.88. And currencies? The dollar's firming as a safe haven. The yen's weak at 159.28 to the dollar, and gold's up 1.62% to 4,432 an ounce. That's a lot of hedging against instability. Around the world, the Hormuz crisis is deepening, and Europe's energy transition is hitting speed bumps. The Strait of Hormuz stays shut, with Iran insisting on U.S. troop withdrawals and sanctions relief before letting ships through. Traffic's down to 6 vessels a day, and Washington's hitting back with new sanctions on Iranian financial firms. Meanwhile, Houthi attacks in Yemen are escalating, raising the specter of a double blockade, Hormuz and the Bab el-Mandeb, which could send oil prices skyrocketing. Over in Asia, Malaysia's now requiring permits for U.S.-made AI chips passing through its ports, a move aimed at stopping smuggling into China. The yuan's holding at 6.74 to the dollar, but capital controls are tightening. And Europe? Its energy transition is stalling. Germany's industrial output keeps weakening under high energy costs. France's nuclear reactor restarts are delayed, and the European Central Bank still divided over a September rate cut. The euro's at 1.154 against the dollar, but with energy prices climbing, growth risks are rising fast. Now, the company's making headlines. Energy stocks were the clear winners Monday. The XLE ETF jumped 4.7%, with Exxon up 4.4%, Chevron 4.5%, and EOG Resources 5.5%. Schlumberger climbed 5.3% to multi-week highs. But tech's splitting in two. That $500 billion AI data center deal between Nvidia, Apollo, Blackstone, and BlackRock is reshaping the sector, while semiconductor stocks struggled. ARM fell 5.2%, Marvel dropped 4.7%, and Intel lost 4.1%. The money's flowing into AI users instead. Salesforce rose 2.47%, and Oracle gained 2.74%. And in mortgages, a costly misstep. United Wholesale Mortgage founder Matt Ishbia just lost $600 million after a failed acquisition attempt and some poorly timed interest rate bets. From Washington, all eyes are on this week's data to see what the Fed does in September. The Federal Reserve's in wait-and-see mode right now, with the Fed funds rate at 3.63% and CPI due Wednesday, forecast at 3.4% year-over-year. Markets aren't expecting a September rate cut. But July's surprise job loss of 23,000 complicates things. If CPI comes in hotter than expected, cuts could get pushed even further out, keeping mortgage rates stuck at 6.69%. But if inflation cools, easing might be back on the table, unless the Hormuz crisis reignites price pressures. Under the hood, comm markets are hiding some serious liquidity risks, and oil could be the wild card that upsets the balance. Right now, the risk-on mood in stocks and crypto is resting on three things. Super low volatility. The VIX is at 15.52. Easy financial conditions and stable term premiums. But there are cracks. Equities. Low volatility is lifting high beta sectors like energy and AI cloud. Crypto. Bitcoin's at 64,299 and Ethereum's at 1,885. Both stuck in a range, but supported by plenty of liquidity. Bonds. The 10-year yield at 4.65 assumes a soft landing, but that 10-year to 2-year spread of 0.47 suggests skepticism. And commodities? Brent's up 7.85% this month, and if that keeps climbing, core CPI could follow, possibly forcing the Fed to hold off on cuts. Here's something worth understanding today. Why the consumer is the Fed's biggest worry. Your spending habits drive 70% of the U.S. economy. That's $19 trillion out of $27 trillion. And right now, three key numbers show the pressure. Retail sales were flat in July, but credit card delinquencies are rising. Consumer confidence is fading as gas prices go up and job growth stalls. And with the savings rate down around 3.5%, households don't have much of a cushion left. Here's how it plays out. When spending weakens, businesses order less, manufacturing slows, layoffs follow, and companies pull back on investment. The Fed watches this chain reaction closely, which is why July's job loss of 23,000 has them on high alert. And here's why it matters now. Oil at $89.84 is like a tax hike on consumers. Every $10 increase in crude adds about 25 cents to a gallon of gas. With mortgage rates at 6.69 and student loan payments restarting, disposable incomes getting squeezed. The Fed's stuck between a rock and a hard place. Cut rates to ease the pressure and risk inflation, or stand pat and risk a spending freeze. Wednesday's CPI report will be the next big clue. Here's what to watch this week. On Wednesday, we get the U.S. core CPI report for July. Month over month, it's forecast at 0.2%, down from zero last time. The headline CPI year over year is expected at 3.4%, slightly cooler than June's 3.5. Thursday brings UK GDP. Month over month, economists expect a 0.1% drop, reversing June's 0.1% gain. And also on Thursday, the Treasury's auctioning 30-year bonds, $25 billion worth. That'll be a key test of long-term demand. That's your brief. Back tomorrow with what the CPI report means for rates and your wallet.